Being a scientist doesn't necessarily mean you're an atheist. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elaine Howard Eklund, professor of sociology at Rice University, explains why.
My studies of scientists over the past 15 years have shown me that there are indeed varieties of atheism among scientists. One myth the public has about science is that science always leads to atheism. However, in their own terms, most atheist scientists are not atheists because of science. If exposure to science were as influential on becoming an atheist as many scholars assert, we should certainly expect to see scientists talking mainly about their atheism as coming about because of scientific training. But that just isn't the case. Just over half of the scientists in our study indicated on our surveys that they were never religious. And when surveyed about the effect of science on their religious views, only a minority of scientists attribute their atheism to scientific knowledge and training. About 1 in 3 atheists in the US and UK say science made them become less religious. The vast majority, though, say science had little to no impact on their religious views. For the minority of scientists who did attribute their atheist identity to exposure to science, the transition to atheism ultimately resulted from embracing empiricism over belief. One scientist from the UK, for example, told us how he tried to fit his religious views and his scientific views together, but could not quite make it work. For most, however, we found that other factors such as negative experiences with religion or changing social networks from social networks mainly with religious people to mainly with non-religious people were the main reason scientists who grew up with religion abandoned their beliefs and practices. Some scientists, for example, told us that they became atheists as a result of bad experiences with other members of their faith community. For most scientists in our study, we see that science is often integral to their atheist identity, but not necessarily the cause of it.
That was Elaine Howard Eklund of Rice University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.